Jerry Bader Show 1036. I have to get to the Ron Johnson story and what the media did to him over the weekend. I'll get to that in a minute. But first, I want to double back on the Mozilla story because I have a sharp or two question for you. And in my hand, I have four tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers versus the Cardinals. It's a huge, just because it's the Cardinals, huge series. These are Primo Supremo tickets, $56 a piece, a four-pack for Monday night's game. That's a week from tonight. So I understand, you know, that's kind of tough for some of you. But if a Monday night game works, these are beautiful seats. The Brewers are off to a hot start. By the way, those of you complaining for me talking about sports, you are not qualified to win these. I'm kidding. Jason's like, no, you're not kidding. Yes, I'm kidding. Anybody can qualify here. Look, the phone's ringing off the hook. I mean, really. Clear the lines. I have a question for you. Now, there are actually a couple of right answers here. The reason you need to fear the Mozilla story is they're not going to stop with gay marriage. Having seen the success of demagoguing and intimidating, and if you disagree with them, you're a bigot or a racist or whatever, they're not going to stop with that issue. They tried this with global warming, and they had some success, but it was somewhat limited. They have now had tremendous success. Well, they may have had tremendous sex. I don't know. You should have seen your eyes. I have to keep a straight face and do this now. Well, they have. I don't know. It's their personal lives. It's none of my business. That's my whole point. Tremendous success. Oh, it's not that funny. Now, you're all cracking up over there. You're getting all red. All right, we'll keep clearing the phone lines because I haven't asked the question yet. They had limited success. I should just stop using that word, with global warming, because that's not about a person. Gay marriage is about a person. That's why you have seen public opinion flip. People are afraid to be anti-gay marriage. What's the next issue that they're going to, and by the way, it's already started. What is the next issue that they're going to try to shame conservatives into silence on? I will accept several right answers on what I think is the same issue. And all, this isn't really right or wrong. It's just if you can guess what I'm thinking. That's really what this is, because I could be wrong. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. What is the next big issue that they're going to try to shame the right into submission for a four-pack of Brewers tickets? Gary on the road. Gary, go ahead.
The war on women.
The war on women. Okay, what would the specific issue be? Yeah, okay, that's not going to work. No, that's not the one I'm thinking of. Chris in Green Bay. Chris, go ahead.
I'm going to guess the income or the wage gap between men and women doing the same job.
You are in the right church, but the wrong pew. I'm real close to accepting that, but not quite. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. That's close. That just about gives it away now. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Bryant in New London. Bryant, go ahead.
I think it's going to come down to the school system and taking more control of education from parents and centralizing more of it.
Well, now, that's not bad, and I would say that is a right answer. It's not the one I'm thinking of. Demonizing those who don't support public education. That's not new, though. I think you're going to see a full frontal assault. I think you have, but even more so with the success that they're having in this regard. Gabriel in Appleton. Gabriel, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. How about minimum wage?
That is exactly the one I was thinking of. The other answer that I would have accepted is income inequality.
I almost said that, too.
you would have been rock solid in either one, Gabriel. All right, I'm handing the tickets to Jason right now, and he's going to get your information. And you can make that game Monday night, a week from tonight?
Yeah.
Excellent. They're great seats. Gabriel, enjoy the game.
Thanks.
And thanks for listening. Yeah, If you don't support the minimum wage, you're going to hate poor people. If you don't support $10 an hour, and then it's going to be $15 an hour, you hate poor people. You're greedy. You don't care about anyone. Now, they've tried that, but I think what you're going to see is they're really going to do that in overdrive. I could be wrong. There could be a better one. That's the one that I think. And then you have a handful of useful idiots in the private sector. Well, yeah, I agree with you. We should be paying more. I won't name any names. But you do have that going on. All right, now on to this. As you are likely aware, if you listen to conservative talk radio in Wisconsin, as you are likely aware, Bill Cramer, former assembly majority leader, was stripped of that position when it was learned that, well, he groped a woman and made inappropriate comments on a recent fundraising trip to D.C. That led to a woman to come forward and accuse him of sexual assault several years ago. That woman is a former congressional staffer who accused a drunken Bill Cramer of, in my opinion, what she's alleging is attempted rape. He's been charged with second-degree sexual assault. Over the weekend, the Journal Sentinel ran this story. And the more I think about this, the angrier I get. I was somewhat tepid in my criticism in my blog over the weekend. I'm going to be less tepid here. Ron Johnson did not tell police of assault allegations 3 years ago. Jason's like, what the hell? U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, his chief of staff, and a Waukesha County GOP official were all told 3 years ago of allegations that a then aide to the senator, let me stop there, they have now outed this woman by identifying her as someone who worked in Johnson's office at that time. They've now identified a sexual assault victim. Had been sexually assaulted by State Representative Bill Cramer, but none of them took the matter to the police or assembly leaders. Now, this sounds like a big deal. The woman told her supervisor in Johnson's office and a number of other people, but decided at the time to have her attorney send a letter to Cramer rather than go to the police, records show. Last month, nearly three years after the alleged assault outside a Muskego bar, the woman learned of Cramer's alleged mistreatment of other women and filed a complaint. Deep. Oh, I like this. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is not identifying the woman. Yeah, actually, you did. Now, deep into this story, they point out that Johnson's office sent a statement saying, when the woman spoke with Johnson and his chief of staff, Tony Blando, she already had an attorney. Senator Johnson and Mr. Blando conveyed their commitment to be 100% supportive of any action she chose to pursue on the advice of her legal counsel, up to and including the filing of criminal charges. She requested that Senator Johnson and Mr. Blando keep the matter confidential and take no further action. Senator Johnson and Mr. Blando fully honored her request. Now, here's the defense that the Journal Sentinel is going to use. When they initially contacted Johnson's office, they said no comment. Okay, I can accept that. I can accept running this story, although I still think, even without the no comment, the lead is salacious. Once you have that, I think it should go to the top of the story. But they never, to my knowledge, they still have never changed this. I have in front of me the Politico story from Saturday evening. Guess what their headline is? Ron Johnson was asked to keep silent in ex-aide's alleged assault. That's their headline. Republican Senator Ron Johnson and his chief of staff did not tell police, Senate, or Wisconsin officials that a former aide was allegedly sexually assaulted by a state lawmaker in April 2011, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Their second line, Johnson and Tony Blando, the senator's chief of staff, were asked by the woman and her attorney to keep the incident confidential, according to a statement from the Wisconsin Republican's office. I think that's exactly how this story should be written. I think this is exactly right. What a smear job. Versus big font. Ron Johnson did not tell police of assault allegations 3 years ago. Neither did the victim. Did he have a responsibility to go against her wishes and tell police? I think it's actually an interesting question. Did he have a responsibility not to honor her wishes to keep it private and go to police? She had an attorney. This was not a terrified woman who came to him. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. She had an attorney, and she... Now, here's the thing that is, I will say is interesting. If she didn't want them to act, why did she tell them? Then here's another question you can ask. Should they have persuaded her to report it? Let me tell you this. I know Ron Johnson personally. And I can tell you the Ron Johnson I know never would have tried to protect Bill Cramer or anybody. He does what he believes, sometimes to the consternation of many. If he felt this was a woman too frightened to go to law enforcement but wanted to go to law enforcement, I no doubt in my mind he would have done the right thing. The framing of the story by the Journal Sentinel paints that scenario. I think it's an absolutely, utterly false one. Completely false, and it's shameful. And I can tell you that I'm not the only one in the media, and it's not only conservative, I can't name names, it's not only conservative members of the media who feel that way. I, of course, cannot name names. I want to get to at least two more here. And don't forget, we have the after show video as well. Where we get to what we didn't get to. It's 10:49.
The Jerry Bader Show.